Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Here I am in Leatherhead, a town in the fair Shire of Surrey, only 17 miles south of Charing Cross. Charing Cross being the point in London where all distances therefrom are measured from. Anyway, this is a town of some 11,000 souls, very conservative place, been a conservative constituency for goodness knows how many decades. So quite a prosperous area of commuter belt. And what else can I say? It's got various places of worship. Certainly an Anglican church, which was obviously once a Catholic church, dating back to the Anglo-Saxon period. It's a minster. I don't know why it's a minster rather than anything else. I don't think it's going to be functioning banks. Lloyds Bank, I'm about to show you. The former Lloyds Bank has closed down quite a few years ago, all going for online banking. And right beside it was Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation. That's HSBC, they've closed down. They want to do things online. I don't understand how Metro Bank works because its business model is completely different. Opening branches, others are closing them. Having Sunday opening, so that obviously costs them more because of staffing. But do they get that many more deposits to make it worthwhile? I presume they know what they're doing. They've been doing it for over 10 years. Okay, so a number of ale houses here. We see the penny black as in a reference to that first postage stamp introduced in the mid-19th century. So Leatherhead is in quite a hilly area. The River Mole runs through here. Obviously the Mole Valley, Molesley is a town not so far away. So there was a ford across the River Mole in ancient times. And there is one etymological theory that the town derives from the Brythonic word for, grey ford. So when the river is sufficiently low, it's possible to wade through at times. And then a bridge was built. So there was a significant market here from the 1560s. And the railway came here in the 1860s. So you can get to London, Waterloo or Victoria in about 50 minutes. That's 50 minutes. So quite a middle-aged town. There are a number of schools here. There's St. John's Leatherhead, which is a notable public school. And who's the most famous person to be in there, of course, is Jeremy Thorpe's father, sometime Conservative MP and judge, who died in 1944. But unfortunately, the headmaster of that school is the loathsome Martin Collier, whom I had the grave misfortune to know in a professional capacity many moons ago, the author of numerous textbooks with errors in them. But there we go. But that's their cross to bear. But don't let you put off that. Put you off that school. Oh, look, the upbeat Beatles are coming to town. I would like to see them. Anyway, they've got a lot of mock Tudor buildings. And apparently there was a genuine Tudor building like that. In the 19th century, it became very trendy to build these things, trying to make them look a lot older than they really were. There's a craze for all things medieval. And all right, Tudor is not quite medieval, but close. So really believing they could go back to Merry England. There's a big pedestrian shopping area. But there are not that many individual shops, bike shops. There's Turkish families running greasy spoons and such like, and a few offices. I know that there's a main employer. A lot of people, as I say, commute from here to Londinium to work there. So if you're a quite well-to-do solicitor, accountant, something like that, IT specialist, this might be the place to reside. And then there's the South Downs, not too far away. You can drive to the southern coast in about an hour. So here's Pound Stretcher. But there are Waitrose and there are more pucker supermarkets around. So not a very other multi-ethnic town. There are obviously some people who are visible ethnic minority people. There are a few Ukrainian refugees and so on. So I'll show you a bit more of one of the main pedestrian shopping streets. So they've got cycle paths and so on, a very pleasant park near the railway station. So just trying to think, any people of note who resided here? Of course, Marie Stopes, whose name has unfortunately became adopted by a child abuse ring that was publicly funded, MSI, as it now is. But then they shook off her name, realizing someone who's an outspoken admirer of Hitler and a vicious racist was not exactly the image they wished to project. Although in some ways it should have been, because that's precisely what their ideology is all about. Okay, so who else lived here? Oh yes, Michael Caine. My name is Michael Caine. That Cockney actor who really had his breakout role in Zulu as, I can't remember, was it Lieutenant Chard or Lieutenant the other one? Because Stanley Baker, that Welsh actor, played the chap who outranked him, the same rank but had been commissioned a few months earlier. Chard and Bromhead, I can't remember which one's which. Now, this is about 1961, Zulu came out. And the class structure was quite calcified at the time. But Cy, was it Hirschfield, was the American director. He didn't understand the Britannic class system, but Kane, being an excellent actor, was able to adapt his accent, obviously do the Parker accent. These have been the days when upper class, well, officers were almost all upper class. Of course, you go back to 1879, this is long before the BBC or radios, so apparently some of the upper class would have had more of a regional accent, like William York Gladstone, Prime Minister, would have been somewhat Scouse in his pronunciation. But Michael Caine lives around here, and he's patron of the local drama festivals. There's a small theatre here, a few charity shops and so on. So look at these sort of post-war buildings. The last word in suburban blandness, what do you think? And there's much more verdure that away, where it gets very hilly out of town towards the larger houses, very plush. The population here is fairly mature, it's fair to say. But the catchment area takes in Effingham and other sort of affluent suburbs. So yeah, Surrey is this county sort of southwest of London. We're more south, not that far west really. Next one south of this is Sussex, which is on the English Channel. Further west, obviously, is Hampshire. Just north is Berkshire. I mean, that's maybe slightly northwest. What else would you want to know about here? Are there any more people who are worth knowing about? Oh yes, that Georgian billionaire, Badri Patrisishvili. I hope I pronounced that correct. He died here a little bit mysteriously about 10 years ago. Had a rather unexpected heart attack. A man in his 60s, in good health, with no history of heart problems. He dropped dead. His thought, was he poisoned? Because he was a critic of Putin, which caused this heart attack, and it was untraceable. It might have been a natural heart attack, we don't know. But there's this habit people have, Putin critics, of dying very sudden deaths. Makes me think about Vladimir Kara-Murza, who's perhaps the most prominent Russian oppositionist, who gallantly flew back to Russia a few years ago, knowing he would get a jail sentence for his human rights activities. And indeed, he has been awarded 25 years incarceration, and his wife and children are abroad. Wow. Someone who's a British citizen who could easily have stayed here, as well as a Russian citizen. His wife and children are abroad, thank goodness. But yeah, and then he disappeared in the prison system briefly. I'm just thinking he's going to be the next to go. He'll be murdered too. Sadly, I wish that weren't the case, because remember Alexei Navalny, he got lost in the prison system supposedly at the start of this year for about 3 weeks. Then he was found and then he was murdered, because I'm slightly worried this is an act preparatory to bumping him off. And you know, he could spend that 25 years in prison and still not overthrow the regime, still not achieve anything, you know, sacrifice the best years of his life, but his wife and children through all that suffering and not achieve anything. Anyway, so here we are. That is Leatherhead. It doesn't really have any tourist attractions. Wouldn't terribly recommend it. It's not a horrid place, but it's on the banal side. You've sort of seen it all before. I mean, maybe there are more picturesque parts of it I could film. And then too many empty shop units. Yes, online shopping is killing the high street. Why, oh why, do we not allow people to automatically convert this to residences? Because, you know, we're crying out for more places for people to live. Don't build on the greenfield. We have a lot of brownfield sites we could redevelop and turn this into housing. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com, and subscribe to me on Patreon. Okay, goodbye everyone. Goodbye from Leatherhead in Surrey. Toodaloo.